Amadon. St. Helena, California, December 15, 1912. Amadon 317 Lake Court, St. Joseph, Michigan. My dear brother, we received your letter, and I have only encouraging words to write you in reply. I can sympathize with you in your feelings of doubt and perplexity, for there are times when Satan seeks to bring to me the same trouble of mind, and I have to guard myself that the tempter may not gain the advantage. When these times of doubt come to you, my brother, remember that the Lord Jesus is your friend and keeper. He has not forsaken you. You must not despond. You must not grieve the dear Savior by cherishing unbelief or distrust of Him. We must not allow our faith to decrease. It must continually increase. Repeat to yourself the words, "The Lord is my keeper." Put your trust in Him. Call to mind the love He has shown you, the care He has had for you, the assurance you have had in the past that He has accepted you and blessed you. He is not only the author, but the finisher of your faith. Again and again, your case has been presented to me as of one who is cared for and guarded against the power of the enemy by heavenly intelligences. Brother Amadon, rest in the promises of God. When your mind is clouded because of physical weakness, do not try to think. You know that Jesus loves you. He understands your weakness. You may do His will by simply resting in His arms. He who took humanity upon Himself knows how to sympathize with the sufferings of humanity. His hand is outstretched in pitying tenderness to every suffering child of His. And those who suffer most have most of His sympathy and pity. He is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He desires you to lay your perplexities and troubles at His feet and to leave them there. When temptations assail you, when darkness seems to surround your soul, look to the place where you last saw the light. Rest in Christ's love and under His protecting care. Let your mind dwell on the goodness of God, on the great love wherewith He has loved you. If He did not love you, He would not have given Jesus to die for you. His everlasting arms are underneath you. In all your afflictions, He is afflicted. Then lift your eyes to Him. When doubt would sweep over your soul, continue to look to Jesus, casting your helpless soul on Him. He ever liveth to make intercession for you. You are precious in His sight. I will not write you a long letter, but I send these words to you in the hope that they may bring courage and faith to your heart. Christ is all-merciful, and He is your Redeemer. He has not forgotten you. You and your wife may win the crown of life if you will learn the lesson of overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Be of good courage in the Lord.